because there's no trains running when we got to get to where we need to be.
That's right.
But for a lot of people across southeast Queensland, you can be standing at a train station, needing to get to work, wanting to get to work on time. And if your train's running late, it's a shocking way to start your day. And there is one station in particular that feels the train on time struggle nearly every day. Rail Back on Track spokesperson Robert Dow has been keeping an eye on this cursed station. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Rebecca. Good morning, Craig.
Where is the most unreliable train service in Brisbane?
Well, the one that's been most unreliable of late is the 728 Manly to Central, which goes on to Shauncliffe, actual fact, train. It seems to be late for some reason, and it's altered to run express, often from Morningside to Park Road. Now, that's pretty inconvenient for anyone who wanted to get off the stations between Morningside and Park Road, of course. And every day, Queensland Rail does alter one or two services, and they do publish the number of trains they alter to skip stations, as it said. Now, we've just had the 6:43 Central to Springfield altered to run express from Corinda to Richlands, so that's somewhat of an inconvenience if you're on that train. You're going to have to get off it and wait for the following one. Now,
can I just interrupt that? Why are they suddenly altered to run express?
They do that because they're running late and they need to get them back on time so that the rest of the timetable is preserved, if you like. There's not flow-on effect.
Right, so they just skip a bunch of stops. Is it like they think, oh, we'll sacrifice a few to satisfy the majority?
Yes, exactly right. Now, they do publish the number of trains that they do alter to skip stations on their website. And as I said, there's normally about one or two per day. They did hit a high point last year, about September, of about 60 per month. And now it's dropped down to about 20. So it's about one per day. Now, the problem with the Cleveland line, though, and Manly is on the Cleveland line, in 2008, it was recommended by the inner city rail capacity study that Manly be given a third platform and a third line by 2012. Now, that hasn't happened. We're 2018. Now, the reason for that is provides better turn back and more reliability for those inner city feeder trains that are running from Manly in. Also, additionally, we've got the single line in place from Manly to Cleveland. Now, it is said that at the completion of Cross River Rail in 2024, they want to run 10 trains per hour peak on the Cleveland line. Now, they won't be able to do that unless that line's duplicated and there's improved turnback facilities, particularly at Manly. That third platform at Manly is needed. It was needed in 2012. Now, the problem with the 728 really is a reflection of the very tight circumstances Queensland Rail has to operate with, and only needs a minor glitch, if you like, in the running of the services to cause a reliability issue, and that's what we've seen regularly with that 728 service from Manly in the morning peak.
The 728 service from Manly. If that's the train you catch, does what you see every day match up with the figures Robert's talking about? 0467 922 612. Send a text to that number or give us a call on 1300 222 612. Robert, we just had a text from John of Wooloowin who says another annoying aspect is that trains are now frequently running ahead of time between half a minute and 3 minutes. It's not often we complain about them running early.
No, that shouldn't happen. They have timing points along the route and they should be held so they're back on time. You don't want trains running early, ideally.
No, that's the worst. You dash up onto the platform and you think, I've just made it. If it does pull out 30 seconds early, it can ruin your day.
Yeah, the guard's meant to hold the train to keep it on time. It's important because there's also a safety risk if people start running to catch trains and so forth. So we like to think that the trains are actually not running early. If they are early, the guard should hold the train and bring it back on time. And in fact, the on-time running requirement doesn't even look at trains running early. It only says they're on time if they reach their destination point within 3 minutes 59 seconds of the designated time.
Mm.
So trains running early is a no-no.
No, and you never get an apology like you do in Japan for that. It was a 7:12 train that departed 25 seconds early and the Japanese Railway Company apologised, saying to commuters it's truly inexcusable. Robert Dow, is Japan the gold standard when it comes to train travel?
Oh, yeah, they certainly do approach punctuality with an obsession and a dedication, which is to be envied, I think, from all Australian operators. We understand that the Singapore and Hong Kong situation is also very good. And these are sort of things that we should be aiming for. Look, you know, people obviously don't mind too much if a train's 20, 30 seconds adrift here and there. But when there's regular problems with a particular service, in that it has to be altered to bring it back on time, that obviously indicates that there is problems with the timetable or the infrastructure. In the case of the Cleveland line, there are serious infrastructure problems. They need to be resolved by 2024 or we're going to be caught short.
Robert Dow, thanks for giving us a call this morning and knowing that those heading to the train station on the Cleveland line, the 728 Manly service through to Central and Shorncliffe, I don't think it's comforting to know that it's the most unreliable service in Brisbane, but at least now you know what's going on if you have been stuck at the platform. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Rebecca.
1300 222 612, the phone number. How often are you left waiting at the station? And 0467 922 612, you can send a text as well. 20 past 7.